WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest, Howard Fishman, is a guitarist, songwriter, and singer who leads a quartet that was described in The New Yorker as spinning out the freshest small group swing in the city. In The New York Times, critic Stephen Holden praised the band for resurrecting the upbeat spirit of early 20th century jazz and swing. Howard Fishman tries not to describe his music other than saying it breaks down the walls between American music. This Sunday, the Howard Fishman Quartet wraps up a month of Sunday performances at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater in New York. They've been performing music from a work in progress, a jazz opera being developed in conjunction with the Public Theater. Fishman has also worked as an actor and director, specializing in the work of Eugene O'Neill. The Howard Fishman Quartet has a new CD called I Like You a Lot. Let's start with a track from it, Night After Night.
Night after night, I still wonder, when will I see you again? Your memory echoes and thunders. I can't get you out of my head. Day after day, how I miss you. Hour after hour, how I sigh. Night after night, I get confused, and I can't tell what's wrong from what's right.
Howard Fishman, welcome to Fresh Air. Is there a story behind the song we just heard?
There's a story behind the way that it came out on the record, which is that we initially had recorded it as a waltz and pretty straight 3/4 time, and it was this very pretty, somewhat haunting, you know, but basically pretty song. And we went back in the last minute, like 1 or 2 in the morning, and decided that we needed to sort of rip one of the songs up a little bit, because that part of the band, that aspect of the band, which comes across mostly when we play live, was not really represented on the record. So we chose Night After Night as our guinea pig, and we went in and just tried to tear it apart a little bit. And that's how the song came up. And it actually ended, the song ends with, I'm banging the guitar so hard at the end, you know, I pop a string, and rather than stop the take, I just sort of kept playing on that broken string, and finally the bass played the last note, and I yanked the string out, and you hear the pop of the peg coming out, and it was kind of a good way to finish the song.
Where did you first hear music outside of the pop of your time, you know, outside of what was playing on contemporary radio?
Well, I was kind of a square peg when I was growing up. I never really listened to pop radio. When I was younger, I was very immersed in the theater world, and so I naturally listened to a lot of sort of pop standards, the American Songbag and Gershwin and Cole Porter and things like that. And then as I got into my late teens, I started getting into some of the older styles of roots American music. But the first time I heard some of the old music, I happened upon somebody's old record collection of music from the 20s and 30s, and I heard these old guitar players and singers, and a lot of them were singing some of those songs, some of the, you know, American Songbag kinds of songs, but they were singing them in this very earthy, folky, bluesy street way, and it just excited my imagination. I said, oh, I want to do that.
Who were you listening to?
I listened to, like, Jesse Fuller and Reverend Gary Davis and Mississippi John Hurt, Lonnie Johnson, Tampa Red, you know, guys that were generally considered blues guys, but they a lot of times would play popular American songs or older American songs. And I loved the idea that they were doing them in this sort of this irreverent way. And I just sort of thought, well, nobody else I know is doing that. I'm going to try it.
Why don't you choose a song by Lonnie Johnson that falls in this category that you're, you know, describing blues musicians who sang standards? you know, a song that had a big effect on you?
The thing that comes to mind is this version of I'm Confessing That I Love You, which you'll hear it if you play the whole track. He says in the beginning of it, he says, well, this is a song you might know as I'm Confessing, but it's not really called that. What it's really called is I'm Looking for Little Sweetie, and I know because I wrote it, and then it got stolen from me, but I'm going to sing you the original version.
Okay, let's hear it.
Looking for a little sweetie, someone I can call my own. When I find that certain someone, I'll take her home. 'Cause I'm longing for the loving, just a little kiss from you, dear. Promise me that you'll always be true. There's so many I know, but I'll always be faithful to you. When we take our honeymoon.
That's Lonnie Johnson. My guest is Howard Fishman, a songwriter, singer, and guitarist, and one of his influences is Lonnie Johnson. What did you hear in Lonnie Johnson's singing that affected you and maybe changed, you know, your own approach?
I like singers that are unaffected and unadorned and use what they have to get across what they want to get. And Lonnie Johnson just sings with so much humility and sincerity that it breaks my heart every time I hear him.
Once you started listening to music that was outside of your time, did you go in search of more of it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, physically in search, you know, either to record stores or to other parts of the country.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I've scoured record stores and libraries and thrift shops and come home with armfuls of 78s and old songbooks and things like that. Yeah, I was obsessed for a little while, but, you know, that's what I did.
Why don't we hear another one of your songs? And this is called Dreams of You, and I think of this as almost sounding like a cowboy lullaby.
Okay. That's cool.
And you think of it as, yeah, what do you think of it as?
Dreams of You, I don't know. Dreams of You is one of those melodies that it just came in my head one day and it was just fully formed and I just sat down and really easily wrote the words out and there it was.
Okay, well, let's hear it. And this is Howard Fishman from his CD, I Like You a Lot.
What's life without romance? Without you, I've got no chance. And every night has no end. I can't escape these dreams of you. I see the world in black and white. But when I go to sleep at night, I'm transfixed, I can't pretend. I can't escape these dreams of you. Do you see me in your dreams? Do we share this other world? Are we still together somewhere? Am I still your boy? Are you still my girl? I wake up each day, the world cold and gray. I'm haunted by these dreams. I'm lost, alone, and blue. If I should die before I wake, I know at least I'll be with you.
My guest is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Howard Fishman, and his CD is called I Like You a Lot. Now, I think your father was a classical violinist, or is a classical
That's right.
violinist.
he was a classical violinist, and it was because of him that I started my musical education by playing the violin. I started when I was 8 years old, and I played until my young teenage years. And yeah, my family has always been very musical and very appreciative of music.
Now, it sounds like you didn't really discover the music that you loved, such as, you know, blues and country blues, till you were in your later teens.
That's right.
When you were playing as a child, did you love music as much then, and did you feel like the music you were playing meant much to you?
It did, and I always loved music, and I always loved performing. I think the only reason that I changed course, things might have been very different had it not been for my violin teacher, who was very mean and very cruel, and it was because of him that I stopped playing violin and said, I'm never going to take another musical lesson again. So when I started playing piano and started playing guitar and started singing, all that was self-taught. And to this day, whether it's to my benefit or detriment, I still haven't taken a lesson on any of the instruments I play, mainly because I'm, you know, the scars that were left by this horrible teacher I had.
Oh, boy, how cruel was he?
He was mean, yeah.
What did he do?
He told me I was really inadequate and said that I was no good, and it just really discouraged me, and it was just a really traumatic experience.
What kinds of bands did you play in before forming your own band?
Not too many. I started as a solo act, and I traveled around quite a bit of the country just playing solo guitar and piano and singing. And my first band was when I lived in New Orleans. I started a band called the Bald-Faced Liars, and we did that for a little while. And it was similar to this band in that it was acoustic and it didn't have a drummer and like that, but it was a much more traditional band in that we didn't play original material and we didn't do too much experimenting with the songs.
And did you go to New Orleans because of the music?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Were you disappointed in what you found or pleased?
I was disappointed in that it seemed that the traditions that are so strong that come out of New Orleans, it's not that they had been forgotten, but they had really been turned into this Disneyland kind of version where you would go down Bourbon Street and every club, you know, would have this sort of super, super watered down version of old New Orleans jazz and, you know, that Dixieland thing with guys in straw hats and red suspenders and banjos and things like that. And there was not a lot of the real old things still there, but there was some, and that some is what I went for and I got it.
Via who? Who did you meet? What did you hear?
I met Danny Barker, who was this, he was in his 80s at the time. He died about a year after I got there. And he played with Jelly Roll Morton and Duke Ellington and it's just about everybody. Cab Calloway, he's a banjo player, guitar player, and singer. And was just a very friendly, wonderful guy.
What are some of the things you learned from Danny Barker?
The first time I met Danny Barker, he was playing in a club. And, you know, I went up to him after the show really meekly and said, hey, you know, hey, Mr. Barker, you know, do you think maybe I could ask you a question? And he just said, man, you know, what are you being so shy for? Come over here. I'm going to introduce you to people. And he brought the whole band around. He said, introduce yourself and, you know, speak up. And, you know, he was just very friendly and sort of that was the first and best lesson I got when I got to New Orleans, which is, just don't be shy. Just, you know, if you've got something to say or something you want to do or you want to meet somebody or you want to express something, just do it.
Was it hard for you to find like-minded musicians, for instance, in putting together the band that you play with now?
If they're going to be like-minded with me, all that means is they have an open mind. I don't care where the person comes from in terms of their musical background or what they want to play or what they want to bring to the band, as long as they're, you know, as long as they have an open mind about it. So the guys in the band and the musicians I've put together in the past have always come from very different backgrounds, and that's what I like. The violinist Russell Farhang comes from a classical background. The bass player John Flower comes from a jazz background, but he also has this funk thing that he does. Eric Jacobson, the trumpet player, has a mixture of classical and jazz and has a straight ahead thing, but he also composes his own music. And so you throw those three guys together with me, who comes from this background of country blues and rural kinds of stuff, and, you know, interesting things happen.
My guest is songwriter, guitarist, and singer Howard Fishman. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is songwriter, guitarist, and singer Howard Fishman. His quartet has a new CD called I Like You a Lot. Why don't we hear another song from your CD, I Like You a Lot? This is another original, which is called Hey Little Girl. Tell us about writing this one.
When I was in New Orleans, I played in a Cajun band. And for better or for worse, it affected me greatly. And for those people who know what traditional Cajun music sounds like, they know what I mean. I mean, there's a lot of sort of violins and accordions and out of tune, things that sound like they're out of tune. And it's not the kind of music you want to hear first thing in the morning. And so this song came out of that thing, that Cajun thing, and then the band added their sensibilities to it, and it became something much different. And I don't know what you would call it in its final product, but that's great if you want to play it.
Okay, and this is a song by Howard Fishman, who also sings and plays guitar on it. It's called Hey Little Girl.
Tonight, by the light of the moon, soon we will be there. Hey, little girl, you look so good. You look so good to me. So lovely and full of life, pretty and carefree. If you want to have some fun tonight, I will show you the way. The way down south to the place that they call Louisiana.
Hey Little Girl from the Howard Fishman Quartet album, I Like You a Lot. One of the places you've played in has been the subway. I think it's a subway stop near where you live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I started playing when I first moved to New York.
It's a good place to start. Can you get a clear sense of what goes over in a crowd by playing in the subway?
Oh, you get a very clear sense because, you know, nobody there has to listen to you. They haven't paid, you know, $20 to get in the door and, you know, they have a $10 drink minimum to meet or something like that. You know, if they don't like you, they're just not going to listen and they're going to walk right by you. But conversely, if you get a crowd on a regular basis and you're playing in the subway and people stand there applauding and miss their trains so they can hear more of you, you sort of know you're doing something right.
Did that happen, that people would miss their trains intentionally sometimes?
It did. We got a lot of fans, you know, that way. People, they sort of became these informal concerts, you know, where we'd just go down there. It started with just me playing by myself, and gradually, one by one, I added other members of the band. And people would stay for, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes at a time, basically like what would constitute a set in a club. And then they'd get on there. We'd take a break and go upstairs and get some coffee or some hot chocolate or something, and they'd go on their way.
You've also played in cabaret rooms, and in a lot of the cabaret rooms, it's, you know, pretty strictly Cole Porter, George Gershwin,
right.
Harold Arlen.
Yeah.
Have you felt out of place there? Do you think you have a different crowd showing up than the crowd that typically comes?
At first, I felt out of place. You know, we had our debut at the Oak Room at the Algonquin a couple of years ago, and we literally, overnight, were there. It was like going from the subway to the Oak Room. And we kind of said, okay, well, we're starting at the top, and we're going to work our way down, because we had we really didn't think it was going to go. We thought it was a fluke. It wasn't going to go any further past that. We thought everyone was going to hate us. Everybody sort of in that cabaret world around us prepared us for disaster. They said, well, you guys, you know, you really are not what these people are looking for. And you don't have a polished show, and you don't have patter between the songs, and you don't tell jokes, and you don't have arrangements for your songs, and you don't have big finale finishes, and blah, 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 blah. And they sort of all said, well, we're expecting you to fail, but it's okay. You know, we're going to give it a shot because we need to fill this slot. I think, I forget who it was. There was some famous singer who was supposed to be doing that two-week slot who canceled at the last minute because she got a broken leg or a broken arm or something like that. But no, the audiences took to us great, and it was just a wonderful experience, and it always is whenever we go into those rooms.
Howard Fishman will be back in the second half of the show. The Howard Fishman Quartet has a new CD called I Like You a Lot. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with songwriter, guitarist, and singer Howard Fishman. His group, the Howard Fishman Quartet, has a new CD called I Like You a Lot. Some of the songs that have inspired you are blues songs, which tend to have pretty basic lyrics, variations on a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Are there different kinds of sentiments that you want to express in songs than the kind of songs that have inspired you?
I don't know. There's only so many emotions that you... I mean, emotions are pretty basic, and there's only so many ways you can express them. There's a project I'm working on now, I'm developing with the Public Theater, that is based on... the story of the Donner Party, which I think will have some music in it, which expresses things in a way that is not maybe quite so simple and basic as, you know, the blues type things.
So you're writing songs about the Donner Party, and this is the group that was on an expedition, I forget where they ran out of food and they were in dire straits and ate each other.
That's right. Yeah.
So the lyrical possibilities are kind of interesting, songs about cannibalism.
They're interesting, although we're not really dealing with the cannibalism part of it. That's really the part that everybody knows about the Donner Party, and oftentimes it's the only part that people know. And it's equally, if not more, fascinating to me to get into what happened the before and after that. The after, you know, half of the people, there were about 100 people that got stuck there and got into the dire straits, and about half of them survived and reacclimated themselves into society. So that to me is fascinating. And also what led them to that place and what kinds of issues would lead people to uproot themselves and leave their home and go someplace which was completely unknown, which was California in the 1840s before the gold rush. It was basically like going to Mars.
So you've been playing at Joe's Pub, which is the cabaret room at the Public Theater in Manhattan. Have you been doing songs that you're in the process of writing for this musical about the Donner Party?
Yes, we have. We've been working through those songs, experimenting with them. And, you know, anytime we play live, it really is a live band. You know, the recordings that we have are great, but they're just documents. And the band is really about playing live. And anytime we do a live show, we're always doing new stuff and playing with new stuff and experimenting with new stuff. And that's what makes the show exciting.
Well, I'd like to close with another song from your CD, I Like You a Lot. And this one is a standard. This is one that you didn't write. It's I Surrender, Dear. What inspired you to record this song, and what are your associations with this song?
I first heard this song played by Thelonious Monk, and I always thought it was a really pretty song. And we were in the studio, and we were in between takes for something, and I played it for the guys. And they said, hey, man, that's really a great song. We should record that. And we recorded it, and I really didn't think we would use it. And we almost didn't use it because it is a non-original song, and we didn't want to have really so many links or really any links to the past or anything like that. But it's just a very pretty song, and it's very basic, and it's kind of a different groove and a different feel for the band.
Well, let's hear it. And Howard Fishman, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so much.
We played the game of stay away, but it cost more than I can pay. Without you, I can't find my way.
I surrender, dear. I may act proud, say that I'm okay. It's just a pose, I'm not that way. Deep down in my heart, I say, I surrender, dear. Those little things that we were doing, must have been part of the game. Lending a spice to the wooing. But I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, that's when you'll hear my poor heart call. To you, my love, my life, my all, I surrender, dear.
The Howard Fishman Quartet concludes their performances at Joe's Pub in New York this Sunday. Next month, they resume their residency at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn. In November, they'll perform at the Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. This is Fresh Air.